But what are good works? We considered those three main points. Only those which are which proceed from a true faith are performed according to the law of God and to His glory. And then comes yet a second division. Then the instructor also points out which works are not approved of God, not such as are founded on our imaginations or the institutions of men. They are not approved of God. And so those fruits are not desired by the Lord. What do we read in John 15? Not only of branches that are engrafted into the vine, but there are also branches that bring forth no fruit. So they are close to the vine, perhaps even tied to the vine, but not engrafted into the vine, and they will be taken away and cast and burnt in the fire. The Lord Jesus warns, in vain do they worship me, taking for commandments the doctrines of men. And the Lord says, the instructor says, not such. The Roman Catholic Church in the time of the Heidelberg Catechism and today still has so many errors. You do so many pilgrimages and you say so many Hail Marys and you pay so much money and you burn so many candles and you go on a pilgrimage to the Holy Land and you name it. Not such as are founded on our imaginations and the institutions of men. The apostle says, not by will worship, and not by anything that is man's wisdom. The Lord says, cut it off, that is not acceptable. Do you understand the lesson, children of God? Not by our tears, not by our prayers, not by our own doings, our reformations, and whatever it may be. No. All that we do must be by faith. All that we do must be according to God's law. And all that we do must be unto the honor of God. Oh, then we cannot send you home yet this evening. Oh no, what does Solomon say? He says at the end, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. God will bring everything into judgment. And every secret thing, whether they be good or whether they be bad. And when the Lord shall now summon us before His throne at death, how shall the case fall out with you and with me? Oh, we may not deceive ourselves. Be warned, congregation. The Lord Jesus warns against it so earnestly at the end of that Sermon on the Mount. Whosoever heareth these words of mine and doeth them, not him will I compare unto a man that built his house upon the sand. Does that describe us? Because there comes a time that the winds will begin to blow and the rain will beat down upon that house, and that house will fall, and great shall be the fall of it. Oh, if we have no more congregation, then it shall be too late, and forever too late. But now it is still time. But soon the time will come, that time will be no more. And then eternity, and then the matter is cast forever. Oh, therefore, turn thou. Say, Lord, turn thou me, and I shall be turned. The grace thou showest to thy saints, that grace reveal to me, the foolish builder. He's lost. But the Lord Jesus also mentioned the wise builder. And he built his house upon a rock, and that means we have to dig. It has to go deep until that rock, until there is a foundation, until Christ Jesus is our resting ground congregation. But is there not another people in our midst also? Remember two kinds, the corrupt trees and the good trees. But it is a people often that has to say, Lord, am I now a good tree? I cannot find any good fruit in my life. What are then some of those first fruits in the life of that people? Listen to the Lord Jesus. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those that mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and who thirst after righteousness. Oh, then there is godly sorrow, and it worketh repentance not to be repented of. Out of love to God and all his commandments, to seek and serve him, then I wish to do away with all the sins in my life and walk in his ways. You see that beginning of that new obedience. And then I love the Lord. And then I say, oh, the habitation of thy house is ever my delight, and the place where dwells thine honor, Lord, is lovely in my sight. And then that word of God is so dear to my heart. Then I look forward to the Sabbath day. Then I say, Lord, may there come opportunity that we can come together yet, also in the weekday services. Ah, congregation, that is now because of the love of God that is shed abroad in the heart by the Holy Spirit that is given. And that is now the beginning of that new life. And then the tree is made good. And that gives a very tender, a very close, a very strict life. For then I realize that everything is sin. And more, I learn that I am nothing but sin. Then I can do nothing aright anymore. And there is such a holy jealousy for God's people. Oh, what do such people learn more and more? I can only be saved by a wonder. And that wonder has to become greater because I become a greater beast and a greater sinner before God. But when that heart-renewing grace comes, then the tree is made good, planted in that good soil. Then its leaf is green and its fruit is sure. We sang it, did we not? And so it is now in the life of those people. But alas, we live in days that the practice of godliness is often at a low ebb. That the exercises of faith are also missing so much. Nevertheless, God is the same. And you know how that he will bring fruit in his people. Go back again to John 15. What does the Lord now do? He purgeth the branches. That means he prunes the branches. And the more that those branches are cut off, the more that they are purged, the more that they shall bring forth fruit. Oh, that is a painful way. That is a way I must lose all my strength and receive it only from that vine. Then at last, what shall it be? A naked and an emptied and an impoverished sinner. One that has nothing left anymore. Now, that is where the Lord will have his people. An afflicted and a poor people. They shall trust in the name of the Lord. And you know what a wonder becomes for that people? That the apostle said in 1 Corinthians 1 that Jesus Christ is of the Father for them, unto wisdom in all their foolishness and ignorance, unto righteousness in all their wickedness, but also unto holiness. In my uncleanness and my continual corruption, and that shall be the complete redemption for that people at last, when we breathe our last. What shall that be, people of God? You ever think about those times? Do the longings of the heart ever go out that you say, it is better for me to depart, to be with Christ, and then forever be done with sin and forever be done with self? Blessed are the people which die in the Lord, yes. They come out of the great tribulation, it says in Revelation, and their robes are washed white. They are made white in the blood of the Lamb. No more guilt and no more pollution. Then it is all gone, congregation. Oh, then it is for that weary people that they shall come to a rest. And then we read, their works do follow them. No good works of ourselves shall precede us or merit the way. No, that is all done by Christ. And then those works out of thankfulness, the fruits of true conversion, those works will follow that people. And then God Zion shall receive that crown of glory. And what shall they do? Cast it before the throne. What shall they say? Not unto us. Not unto us, O Lord, but unto thy name be all the glory given, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. And then the church can be heard singing, exalted by thy might. From depths of desolation, we shall forever praise thy name, thy justice, and thy salvation. Amen.